Now, Republicans may not agree with each other on everything and can seem like they don't agree with Democrats on anything, but here's an issue with bipartisan support. Lawmakers in both parties say it is time to reduce the number of people in prison. 120 of the nation's top police chiefs and prosecutors say they're on board, too, and they are in Washington today. Here's NPR Justice Correspondent Carrie Johnson.
The new coalition of law enforcement heavyweights is based on one big idea. Putting too many people behind bars does not keep the public safe.
Our experience has been, and in some ways it's counterintuitive, that you really can reduce crime and incarceration at the same time.
Ronald Surpass spent 35 years in law enforcement, leading the force in New Orleans and Nashville. He says he's come to believe the justice system should conserve resources to handle the most serious and violent offenders. But Surpass says that doesn't happen right now.
Our officers are losing all day long on arrest reports and at lockups, dropping off prisoners. It's for low-level offenders who have posed no threat to the community, are posing very little to no threat for recidivism, and overwhelmingly are just folks who have mental health or drug addiction problems that there's no place else for them to go.
Surpass says he and other members of the group, Law Enforcement Leaders to Reduce Crime and Incarceration, will be speaking out in trying to change state and federal laws. Their goals include cutting tough mandatory minimum prison terms and opening up more alternatives to incarceration like mental health and sobriety centers. Experts in criminal justice policy say the new group marks a big turnaround from the lock-'em-up practices of 20 years ago.
We have been seeing now an incredible shift in the politics of crime and punishment.
Inimai Chettiar works at the Brennan Center for Justice. She says over the past few years, police and presidential candidates from both political parties have embraced calls for change. Members of the new group are getting support from the White House, too. They're scheduled to meet there to discuss their ideas Thursday. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.